My name is Steve Baker, Springfield Plastics. I'm the president of the company.
What is Springfield Plastics?
Springfield Plastics is a manufacturer of drainage pipe for the agricultural industry. We serve about 9 states in the Midwest. We've been in business approximately 34 years.
There is a basic concept of when drainage needs to occur, there may be improvements to that, changes made that might improve that process. Tell me about this.
What we're seeing in the drainage improvements area is not just a matter of removing the water from the field, but a concept known as managed drainage, where we actually control when the water leaves the field, how much leaves the field, so that we can reduce nutrient outflow and preserve water for the plants. In times like this, it's obvious that water conservation is a critical need.
How does this work to save water?
Traditionally, what we've done is just let the outlets flow freely. There was no controls put on them whatsoever, so when the water wanted to flow outward, it did. What we've done is, in differing technologies, and the new one we evaluated at our field day, is we put control structures on those, and we actually manage the outflow from the field with these control structures by the use of dams that we put inside the control structures.
What's the advantage to the field from which the water is being drained?
The first advantage is a water quality. The studies have shown that when we manage the water and allow it to discharge at certain times of the year, that the nutrients are reduced in that outflow and treated better through the soil. So the first advantage is water quality. The second advantage is certain times of the year we will be able to conserve water and hold it in the field longer rather than let it discharge it when it wants to. So the first advantage, water quality. Second is water conservation.
What's been the biggest problem with the status quo up to now as far as draining fields is concerned?
Well, it's like any other new technology come along, and when the concept of managed drainage has only been around for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and a lot of producers don't think of it in those terms yet. Our ability to be able to control that has only been around for 6 or 7 years with the kind of structures it needs to do this control with. So that's education to the producer that what's out there and what can be done. These studies are now coming along very quickly on the nutrient removal side of it. So the water quality enhancements are almost across the board have been improved and are greatly helping the environment.
I would imagine that there are studies from universities to back up this concept.
That is correct. The drainage water management, the bioreactors have been studied extensively. That's two managed drainage concepts, and they are both proving out to be very significant tools for the farmer to be able to reduce his nutrients. The new one that's now being introduced, and yesterday we introduced it at our site, is a concept called saturated buffers. And the first one in Illinois was installed about 2 weeks ago. And as that one becomes saturated, we will start to see what the nutrient reductions are in that. There's been one of those installed in Iowa, and the results last year were far exceeded all the results we expected in nutrient reduction.
It seems like such a simple concept or a simple change that would make vast improvements, as you've cited on the site that's already been going for a year up in Iowa. Why hasn't it been used before?
Well, I don't know if it's just like everything else. It's right in front of our face where we just didn't recognize it, or the fact that all of us in the drainage industry and the agricultural industry now are concerned with our environment, concerned with our water quality, and if we have tools that can be used to improve that water quality, then we should go ahead and be sensitive to that environment.
I would imagine those tools then can be provided by your company. How can a farmer get involved? How can a farmer take advantage of what you're offering?
There are several ways he can do that. He obviously can call Springfield Plastics and say, I'm interested in one of those tools. He can call his local USDA NRCS office and say, you know, I'm interested in a nutrient reduction program. What tools are available? He could call his FSA office, and they would probably steer him to one of the other two places, but they would be able to. His local drainage contractor will be have knowledge of these programs going on. So he's got several places he can go to and find out. The land-grant universities, almost in every case in the Midwest, are familiar with these practices. So there are people there also.
You mentioned NRCS and FSA. I would imagine there is some cost share that's available for these?
Yes, the first two practices I mentioned, bioreactors and drainage water management, have both been through the NRCS process for cost share, management fees, and so those are already there. The saturated buffer is not there yet, but as the technology is developed and evaluated over the next year or two, then you will start to see the same thing. If we have the same results that we've seen so far, you'll see the buffer initiative take over.
When you talk about the project that's been going on in Iowa for a year now, when you talk about results, characterize what they are. Is that greater production? Is it more workable fields? Tell me what the results are.
The results are water quality, and in all cases, these managed drainage tools, the first focus is water quality. The saturated buffer, that the one that's been in Iowa you refer to, is clearly a water quality tool. What that one is in the first year, the results of that were 60% of the flow in that farmer's outlet was diverted to his buffer strip. And out of that, 90% of the nitrogen was removed from the 60% of the water. So you can see very quickly that there was a high nitrogen removal, of quite a bit of water diverted from the normal that would just go down the stream and move through the buffer. The buffer became much healthier. Obviously, the plants were getting some nutrients that they may or may not have gotten if the water just went right underneath the buffer and right out into the stream. I think the main thing from our farmer-producer standpoint that they understand that these tools are coming about to become aware of them. The drainage water management and bioreactors are already there. The saturated buffer is something that is not going to be a costly tool for many producers, and it's just another tool in that arsenal that he'll be able to use to improve his water quality, and in some cases, water conservation will be enhanced also.
And I would imagine that enhancement is underlined quite heavily in a year like we're having.
There is no doubt that any farmer producer that has control structures on his fields this year is glad that he did that and glad that he could save every drop of drainage water back for obvious reasons with the drought conditions we're suffering under today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.